Welcome back. I'm Erin Brinker.
And I'm Tobin Brinker.
And we are on The Brink, the morning show on KCAA, AM 1050, FM 106.5, and FM 102.3. I am so excited to welcome back to the show a regular guest who always has something interesting and fun to say, Dr. Joanne Yanez. She is the director of the AANMC, which is the Association of Accredited Naturopathic Medical Colleges. She is an ND, a naturopathic doctor, and holds a master's in public health. And there's a CAE. I'm going to ask you what that is. Weaving a passion for illness prevention into her professional life, Dr. Joanne Yanez's career has spanned advocacy, academia, naturopathic patient care, and public health. Dr. Yanez serves as vice president of the Academic Collaborative for Integrative Health and on the advisory board for the National Association of Advisors for the Health Profession. So, Dr. Yanez, welcome to the show.
Hello. Can you hear us?
I can hear you now, yes, sir.
Okay, awesome.
So welcome to the show. Now, Erin mentioned in your introduction that you had the letter CAE, and she wasn't sure what that meant. So let's start with that. What's CAE?
CAE is a Certified Association Executive, and it is the credential that is administered through the American Society for Association Executives, and that's the big umbrella organization that represents the folks who represent the association.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, what's going on in naturopathic medicine right now? What are we going to be talking about today? Because I'm not able to pull up my end of the message here, so we're doing this a little rough this morning.
Not a problem. Well, you know, it's the summertime, and we're getting our pool ready here in our house, and I've got a 4-year-old who just can't wait to...
We're losing you, Doctor. Dr. Yanez, you're cutting in and out here. Can you give us a call back? Because we're having some difficulty with this connection.
Sure, I will do that. Hello, Tobin. Is this better?
Okay, you sound better. Erin was able to fill me in here. So we're talking about skin care and being safe around the pool and things like that. So
yes.
why don't you go ahead and enlighten us?
Sure thing. Well, you know, I think being in Southern California, having my own 4-year-old who constantly wants to be outside, you know, just made me think, what do naturopathic doctors do to stay safe in the sun and in the summertime, and what are some things that we can do naturally to stay safe in the sun? And so that was really the emphasis of what I was speaking with Erin about today.
Okay.
And, you know, I think that there are a lot of questions that folks have, especially right now, about sunscreens. You know, there are lots of debates about, you know, what is safe? Is sun exposure safe? Do we need a little bit of sun to make our own vitamin D? How much is too much? What types of sunscreens are safe, especially when you're thinking about your children? And so those are all ideas and topics that we were kind of bantering around. You know, in relation to that, I think, you know, when you're thinking about sun exposure, our bodies were meant to synthesize vitamin D from the sunlight. And so some sun exposure actually is healthy. We were seeing low vitamin D levels across the board and lots of folks, and potential for health issues as a result of that. So some sun exposure is healthy and recommended.
Okay.
However, you know, it's finding that balance, and obviously also knowing your genetics and your skin melanin composition. Some of us are more sun challenged than others, so that's definitely something to think about.
So I'm very fair skinned and I burn really easily, but I'm also a runner, so I'm actually out in the sun quite a bit. Now, should I be using sunscreen every time I go out? Should I, you know, what are there natural alternatives to sunscreen? I mean, what are your recommendations?
You know, the most natural alternative, putting on clothing.
Okay.
You know, I think that clothing is underrated, and folks don't think about the factor that most clothing will block most of the UVA and UVB rays. And so I think, you know, if you're really thinking about a non-chemical approach to sun exposure, putting on a hat, putting on a long sleeve shirt, having, you know, any sun exposed areas covered by clothing if possible. Obviously, if you're running, you can't run with an umbrella. that would look kind of silly. But, you know, I think, you know, protecting sun-exposed areas as much as you can, number one, and remembering the areas that we forget, the back of the neck, the back of your ears, for gentlemen who are who don't have as much hair on the tops of their heads, you know, remembering those spots that may not be covered by hair.
The top of your feet.
You know, and really just being diligent about sun exposure. And, you know, if you're choosing a sunscreen, making sure that the sunscreens that you are choosing don't have many of the harmful chemicals in there. Zinc and titanium are two good mineral-based components of sunscreens that can be very helpful for folks.
Okay. I'd not heard that before. That's good to know.
Yeah. You know, one other thing that, you know, having a very, very active four-year-old, sometimes getting sunscreen on a kid can be a little bit of a challenge. And so I know parents are tempted to use the sprays. The thing about a lot of these sunscreen sprays is that they aerosolize, or they put the particles into the air where they can be breathed in. And we don't quite know the safety of all of the chemicals that are inside many of the sunscreens and what the impacts are for long-term exposure of breathing those in. So I typically don't recommend the aerosol sunscreen sprays.
Yeah. Now, as a personal choice, I don't use the aerosols as much. If I have a choice, I try to get a cream. And then for a variety of reasons, I don't like the way the aerosols stick to my skin. It especially with the, I don't feel like my skin breathes as well when I'm running versus if I'm using the lotion. I feel like it's a very different feeling. And so I tend to use lotions more. And I also, I take your advice. I actually tend to wear long sleeve shirts when I'm going on a long run, you know, loose fitting so that they breathe a little bit. But a longer sleeve shirt.
Yeah, I think, you know, just recognizing that we're in Southern California and we are going to get more sun exposure in our lifetime than maybe somebody living in North Dakota.
Yes.
you know, we would need to just kind of practice more due diligence on a regular basis and remember that, you know, we are getting more of a total load on that sun exposure. And so just being cognizant of it, you know, being mindful that, you know, if you are going to be outside during the peak sun hours of 10 to 4, that you're really thinking about, okay, am I protecting my largest organ, my skin?
Yeah.
What am
now,
I doing to stay safe in the long term?
I have to ask that because both my sisters did this when they're younger, and I'm sure there's a lot of young kids that do this today, but my sisters would put baby oil on their skin, and then they would put like lemon juice or something like that in their hair to try to lighten their hair. And they would go and lay out. And that was kind of a big thing, right? They wanted to get their tan. Now, I know today in modern times we have the spray tan, and I see a lot of people go to that or they go to tanning places. Are there any recommendations on dealing with those kinds of issues?
Well, you know, I think number one, it comes down to me embracing the skin that you were born with. And, you know, what is that all really about? We want to look different. We want to, you know, have some unattainable version of beauty. I think, you know, if we just embrace our skin tone, period, whether it's light or dark or somewhere in the middle, that's really the healthy mindset that I'm coming from. You know, coming from a place of just loving the skin that you were born with. Now, the sun exposure and, you know, tanning for the sake of tanning, I don't personally recommend. You know, especially with tanning beds, as they increase the UVA rays and skin cancer exposure and skin cancer risk in a lifetime. So I do not personally recommend tanning beds for those reasons. You know, there are some therapeutic reasons for tanning beds if you're living in the Pacific Northwest and you're not getting sun exposure, but that's a totally different animal and not something that we really have to deal with here in Southern California. And so I do not typically recommend sun beds or tanning beds.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you, Dr. Yanez. I apologize to cut you off here. It was kind of a rough interview this morning. Apologize for the technical difficulties. But we're out of time, and we're up against a break here. So thank you. We've been talking with Dr. Joanne Yanez. And I'm Tobin Brinker.
And I'm Erin Brinker, and we are on The Brink, the morning show on KCAA, AM 1050, FM 106.5, and FM 102.3. And I'm going to leave this, say goodbye to Dr. Yanez myself. I know that she can't hear me, but it'll be in the podcast. Always enjoy having her on the show. She knows what she's doing. If you go to AANMC.org, and that's the Association of Accredited Naturopathic Medical Colleges, AANMC.org. You can find out more about Dr. Yanez and all of the incredible work that she does. So we are going on a break.